You know what that reminds me of, Yancey, is Jim is the modern church. I don't mean any disrespect, right? But like, it is for a lot of people, it's church.
Welcome to the Spartan Deca series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, director of sport, and Yancey Culp, director of programming.
What's up, Spartans? Welcome to the Deca series on the Spartan Up podcast. And we are on a mission to positively impact 100 million lives through fitness. On today's show, we have the host of the Spartan Up podcast and founder and CEO, Joe DeSena. And we are going to talk about all things DECA and how we can continue not just on the mission, but the war path to impact 100 million lives.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by True Form Runner. Conquer your next race with a complete training solution from Spartan and True Form. The Spartan TrueForm Trainer will redefine your running, improve your form, and reduce injury. Save 10% with the code SPARTAN10 at trueformrunner.com/Spartan. That's trueformrunner.com/Spartan.
Hey, Joe, first of all, what's awesome about this is we're co-hosting you on your podcast, and you get the chill. But I'll tell you what, I don't think you can chill. I've never seen you chill. So this is going to be a challenge for you. And Yancey, I wanted you to share just a quick tidbit of the story of how DECA evolved. And we're going to share the purpose and the why and where DECA is going. But can we go reverse back to December with you and Joe in Vermont?
Pittsfield, Vermont, home of Spartan. I'm in town for 4 or 5 days shooting Spartan Edge, an amazing product, by the way. All you listeners, go check out Spartan Edge. But And the death race is going on, and Joe and I are talking about, we had briefly talked about DECA before that trip, and every 5 minutes we were diving into DECA, and he says, Yancey, who do we have that can help us lead this thing? And it took me about a second and a half, and I said, Joe, I got a guy. And about 5 minutes later, we're on the phone with Jared. Jared's down at Delray Beach at Slash, by the way. What a cool mesh that story is. They're our biggest supporter. And the very next day, Jared's on a plane flying to Boston. We could take an hour telling that story, but that's the 30-second elevator pitch.
I was roped in. That you guys set me up. You know, sometimes what they do, you've seen it happen in movies, you've read it in books, where like, that whole weekend, Yancey was planting the word Jared all around Pittsfield. Everywhere I went, there was a Jared bar at the general store. There was Jared cutting grass. So when he said Jared, I had no choice. I was like, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was awesome. And you know what? I didn't really know exactly what we were creating, but I'll tell you, 3 days later, I think all of us were amped about, you know, the part of what we all do, right, especially in the fitness profession. And Joe, yeah, I know you relate to this when you started Spartan, is you have to be passionate and purposeful about what you do. And I think when we're on this mission of all of us combined together on this mission, I call it the war path now, to positively impact 100 million lives through fitness. And the reason why I say it's a war path is because we have to be relentless about it. And Joe, you have been
I got to interrupt you. I had to go to the Cape this morning and bring my boys bagels. They get one day off. They did 36 days straight on the farm, kicked their ass. You have no idea what they went through. They've been wrestling like crazy. One day off for the holiday because their friends are going. I said, you got one day. I'm gonna bring you guys bagels. While I was at the bagel store on the Cape, 7 a.m., I feel bad even saying this. There were about 20 people online. Every one of them was 4 times the size that they should be. 4 times the size. I texted my wife. I said, America's fucked.
Yeah. Well,
so it's a war path. It's a war path.
It is a war path. And you know, our jobs, our roles, and you know, you hear it all the time, do your job. Our job is to educate, motivate, and inspire. And that's what we've been trying to do since December 15th. And Joe, I just want to thank you for the support that you've given us at DECA. You know, I think we're still that stepchild, you know, so to speak, at Spartan. And you know what? We like that. We like that because it makes us churn and burn even harder. So, but I wanted to get into this with you. why DECA? What was the purpose behind it?
You know, for 20 years I've been doing this, and a lot of people don't know it, but in the first iteration back in 2000, okay, I couldn't get anybody to come out to a race. It was just too crazy. The stuff I was putting on was 350 miles long. It was nuts, right? And then I toned it down some more, and I toned it down. And then we got the Spartan format, military inspired. But there's still a lot of people, like those folks that were getting bagels this morning, that would never, they're never going to roll under barbed wire. You know, unless you and I carry them there, they're not doing it. Maybe if I lied and said it was a barbecue they were coming to, maybe we get them there. But we needed something that was a little more appealing. And actually, Yancey was the one whispering in my ear, right? Like, let's do something that emulates the gym for the gym crowd. We know we got a lot of people coming to the gyms. We know they're using the equipment at the gym, so they feel comfortable on it. Let's take that equipment, turn it into a format that's going to inspire them for competition, because we know that when you got a date on the calendar, you got a competition coming up, you're going to get after it. You're going to train harder. You're going to put down that bagel. So could we find something more inclusive without softening the brand too much? And then shame on me. I left it to you two lunatics to create the friggin' program. And I have to say, it's harder than fucking Spartan. So we failed. It's hard.
Okay. But on that note, so a cyborg like you and all the other Spartan pros that have gone in there and tested, keep in mind that we have a 99.2% completion rate. We've tested 1,000 plus inside gyms and studios and boutiques all over the country, and 99.2%. And in many cases, it's the same type of people you saw in that Dunkin' Donuts. They've earned their mark. And what are your thoughts on that being, you know, the real low barrier of entry? But if you want to turn yourself inside out, like I've seen you do twice in the DECA Arena, or three times now, you know, it's extremely, I'd say it's by far the most all-inclusive thing we've ever launched at Spartan.
There's no doubt about it. It's all-inclusive. There's no doubt about it that you don't have to turn yourself inside out. You could pace it. But don't be fooled, listeners. If you're listening or watching this, don't be fooled by Yancey, because the reason those 1,000 people that earned their mark have finished, it's because these two lunatics were screaming at them. You have no choice but to finish.
I
wanted to quit, but I couldn't.
Hey, hopefully this podcast airs in a couple weeks, because tomorrow I'm taking a line of the DECA equipment to a boutique studio, and they're already a little fearful about it. And I keep hammering it home. It's for all levels and all genres of fitness. And so I've convinced them to at least practice it before we go to a live event next Saturday. So we're going to have some good fun with it. But, you know, Joe, I think also the thing that we're proud about is the quick evolution. Like, this has been a long, short journey so far, especially with the obstacles and challenges of COVID. And we went from an event-based Super Bowl of fitness event, which was just going to be badass and epic at the Denver Broncos training facility. We were going to have one of the best, fitness fields that you know, fitness has ever seen in competition. And then COVID hits. But the cool thing, right before COVID hit, we had a free licensing program. Like I said, Joe, I think we can charge $250 a crack at this. And you said, no, give it away. Let's take care of the gyms. Let's give them something to look at. And things went viral. Like, Yancey and I were on the road, and we were just cracking up. We were seeing DecaFit classes, DecaFit challenges. It just went viral. And but then all of a sudden, COVID hits. And I'll tell you what, personally, I was like, oh, man, we are the low program or low product at Spartan. And you called me that day personally, and I was going, okay, here it is. You know, we just didn't get to create that epic event and show our value. And you saw it. And you said, look, there's three things we have to do. We have to protect our cash as a company, you know, just like every other company out there. You got to protect your team. And then last but not least, we got to engage. And that's what we started to do. I mean, we actually worked harder through the lockdown than we were even as hard as we thought we were working in the first 90 days. We went even harder.
I got to comment on that because certainly the amount of production that Yancey and Jared put forth post COVID was stuff you hear about, stuff they write about. So I would say even when the skies open up and the gyms start opening again, that we keep Yancey and Jared under that kind of, you know, pressure, because you guys clearly know how to perform under pressure.
So in our prep talk 2 hours ago, Marion was wearing a Spartan Volunteer jersey, pullover and a hoodie. And I said, Ryan was listening. I said, Ryan, that it's 8 hours of work, 16 hours of volunteer. That's what you do 7 days a week.
Yep.
At Spartan, that's what we do. That's right. I had a talk with the team. We came into the office for the first time since March 15th on Tuesday. We came in and I said, you know what, guys, no sense beating around the bush. Like, working for Spartan, again, this is going on 20 years. It's not going to change. It's a very hard way to make money. It's very much like Shackleton's famous advertisement, right? Before his expedition where they got stuck in the ice for 2 years, his advertisement went something like this, like low rations, periods of complete darkness, return unlikely. Who wants in? 5,000 people showed up. I said, the only people that could work for this company, whether it's Spartan, whether it's Deca, whether it's Trail, Tough Mudder, the only people are the ones that would have signed up to go on that expedition with Shackleton, because it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of easier ways to make money, but, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, but you get paid in different ways here. I mean, look, we were hanging out with the military last week. My daughter was in a chopper on a base in Nebraska. It was unbelievable. I mean,
throwing grenades.
Who gets to do this?
Well,
Joe, I got a question for you, Joe. Back to what Jared started with on the, we want to paint a picture for the listeners around DecaFit. And from the very beginning, the three of us, it was very important that the zones, we call them the Deca zones, were very rudimentary by design, meaning 2,000-3,000 years ago, it was things we did just for survival, for gathering food and shelter, you know, building shelter and basic survival. And the fact that those 1,000+ people that we've tested in such a short time inside gyms, that the moment they walk in and just looking, I mean, literally with a 30-second pan of the zones, like, they basically know what to do. What are your thoughts on that? I want you to dive a little deeper in with that rudimentary low barrier of entry for the masses.
I love that you and Jared spent so much time looking at the way we've lived as a species on the planet, and then looked at the equipment that's in gyms or stuff that should be in gyms, and said, look, these are basic movements, basic things that a human being is capable of doing and should be. We can't lose it with this new technology revolution. We can't lose these basic movement patterns. And I think what happens here is this is very, very doable for anybody. Look, my son, my 13-year-old son beat me. My daughter beat me last week, 11 years old. She went through the thing and she didn't puke. So it's very doable. But what's nice about it, what you guys designed that's so nice, is that you could turn it up or turn it down. Like, it could look, Killian, arguably one of the best athletes we've ever seen, right?
Yes.
Killian said it took him 3 or 4 miles to catch his breath after doing DECA. For those of you listening or watching, you might not know what that means. Yancey and Jared put on an event in Nebraska on an army base last weekend. And depending on when this thing airs, last weekend is last week in August. Last week in August, they put on this event, and these lunatics had everybody do the DECA and then immediately go into an 8-mile super. And Killian, arguably one of the best athletes we've ever seen, right? He won best ranger. He's won our world championship. He said when he came off DECA, which took him under 20 minutes, right? So if you're hearing this, you're saying, oh, 20 minutes, no big deal. Took him under 20 minutes, but he went so hard in under those 20 minutes that it took him 3 or 4 miles to catch his breath. So, but not every, you don't have to do that. My daughter was breathing heavy, right? When she went, so So it's you can scale up or scale down depending on how hard you want to go.
I got to give the evil genius Spartan Mark Jones credit for building that 8.5 mile Spartan Super-esque course on in Hastings, Nebraska.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Joe. It was special watching you and Catherine battle it out. I mean, it was just fun to watch, and you know, what a special trip and experience for her. But, you know, the thing that I'll say about the Deca Strong, the Deca Mile, the Deca Fit 5K, you know, it really is, it's a test, and it's a way to gamify your fitness. But what I've been saying, and Yancey's been saying the same thing for the last, you know, 2 months as this has evolved, this is an opportunity to celebrate your fitness, okay? Like all that time that you put in to yourself, now you know what your mark is, and you know what you have to improve upon. And you talk a lot about the Spartan paradox. That's part of our messaging with DECA. You have to put a date on the calendar. So every 30 to 45 days, we're trying to make you better. And, you know, you also said something about resiliency. And we know gym owners have a lot of resiliency. This is a hard business. Fitness is tough. I always said, as a gym owner myself, I'm like, it would have been easier to own a liquor store, you know? But as a gym owner, you have to be passionate and purposeful.
Throw in Twinkies. A liquor store with Twinkies, you'd be rich.
So I think, you know, that's the other piece of this evolution is partnering up with the gyms. And I think they're the perfect partners and they understand the Spartan mantra. And so that's really what we've been doing. We're in 14 different countries presently. We have over 225 affiliates. And, you know, Joe, I go back to the COVID time when we were in lockdown. You called me and you said, what can we do to help the gyms? And we immediately came up with the Gym Protection Project. And that meant that if you still paid your dues to that gym, you were going to get a free Spartan race. And we are going to help in any way we can and connect. And again, it goes back to that engagement. And, you know, I just can't thank you enough for leading and paving the way with that, because these gym owners appreciated that so much.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's been awesome is to see, it's been harder for the big gym chains, you know, the giant gym behemoths to bounce back, but the little families, the ones that you and Yancey have brought me around to, like, they figured it out. They've got stuff going on in their parking lots. They've lent out their weights and their equipment. They put on a DECA event. So it's nice to see how resilient these little smaller gyms are. And they do a great public service in that local community. So it's great to see that, you know, that you guys will love this. When it went down, my wife's friend bought a Peloton. And so then my wife had to have a Peloton. I said, I'm not getting a Peloton. And we're going back and forth. Well, unbeknownst to me, she ordered a Peloton. Okay. And 3 weeks ago, she's like, oh, are you going to be home? I got a package coming to the house. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be here. It's no problem. Peloton shows up. I'm on phone calls. I'm trying to work out. I got the kids wrestling. Fucking Peloton shows up. So I say to these people, just put it over there. Right. A week goes by. The thing's still not plugged in. Box isn't on. Nothing's happened. No workout's been done on this thing. And my wife says, oh, I want you to come with me. I want you to meet with my friend. We're going to go over to this Red Barn a couple blocks away. So I drive over there. I go in. It's a little fitness studio, tiny little fitness studio. As a matter of fact, I filmed it. I said, hang on a second. Gyms are barely open. We got a brand new expensive Peloton in the house that hasn't even been on. And you're going to it. Well, I like being in the gym with my friends. We motivate each other. And so the light bulb went off, which is why I filmed it. You can't live without the gym. You could stream it through a screen, and certainly there's thousands and thousands of people using bikes and apps and stuff like that. But there's something really special about doing it together.
Yeah, and
it's a great.
You know, Joe.
Oh, go ahead, Jared.
Yancey, I want you to share a quick story too, because you know what was awesome about the DECA product. Although we didn't have that big Super Bowl of fitness event, again, the evolution it. We have connected even in a more authentic and purposeful, this has just been an opportunity to connect further by bringing DECA to the gyms. And Joe, when you showed up at Trinity Fitness in Jacksonville, Florida, in your bare feet because you gave your shoes away. Yancey, share that story, because that was one of those highlights for Yancey and I, going, okay, Joe's participated in this event and he sees what's happening inside of these facilities.
Yeah, I saw Joe light up the moment he and the entire crew arrived, because the way Jared and I like to put it, when an owner and their fit pros do a good job, all those members feel like that gym is their second home. That's what Jared and I call it. And it truly is like that when there's awesome chemistry there. And you had that at all the Trinity, the small little chain of gyms called Trinity. In this case, it was Southside. And Joe comes up with no shoes on and says, "Let's go. Let's test. I got to do this." And I want to tell a little story that I've told this probably 5 times. So classic Joe, he walks in, and the very first thing he sees is a little girl off to the left playing on her iPad. He says, "You're going to judge my reps. Let's go." So the little girl, I mean, she would have sat there for an hour and a half. My mom worked out and done her little iPad. She gets up and she's like moving down the zones and grading Joe's reps. And she was pretty hard on him. So it was, he engaged her. That was classic magical Joe. But Joe got down to the course, everybody, went down through all 10 zones. He had never touched our zones before. He'd never done this before. Runs like a 17:20. I remember when he gets on the ski erg, and it was like Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie when he's fighting the grizzly bear. He was attacking Deca Zone 5 like Leo. And what's that freaking movie? I mean,
Revenant.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think he pulled like a 145 on the ski erg. Well, then he gets off, tackles Deca Zone 6, makes his way to 10, completely turns himself inside out in classic Joe mode. But on the same day and in the same arena, all of her members, it wasn't a single member that did not earn their mark there. And there was a couple members that had tested at gyms previously the day or two before, and they were gym hopping. Jerry, what was the one guy's name? I think it was Ryan. Ryan was gym hopping, if I remember. And yeah, he came in and knocked 4.5 minutes off of his time. But I could see it was an amazing moment for Jerry and I, because we saw Joe light up and he was like, "Oh my gosh, this is real. They're training and testing with purpose inside this gym." And that was a great moment. I remember you talking to the owner on your way out. You said specifically, and there was an F-bomb in there, but it was like, people effing need this. The virtual is great, is good, but this is great. They've got to get inside the brick and mortar, and they got to feel this energy.
People listening and watching might not realize you're bringing back memories. The whole world was shut down while that was going on.
Right. Yeah. Like,
the whole world was shut down. And this gym, very tight knit little group, put this on, and I felt alive. We all felt alive for a moment. Like, wait a minute, we're going to survive this thing. Right.
Yeah. Everybody's like, socially distanced. We're cleaning equipment like crazy.
Well, you guys were maniacal about it. And thank God you let me take my mask off while I competed, because that would have been really tough. I know you wanted to hold me back a little, but, That was a great moment. You know what that reminds me of, Yancey, is gym is the modern church.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't mean any disrespect, right? But like, it is for a lot of people, it's church.
Okay, you say that. Let me tell you a quick story about Trinity. They are a Christian-based gym. Jared and I went to 3 of them. Before every single workout, they say a quick prayer, and then they freaking dive in to fitness. And all 3 of us know our greatest ideas and thoughts from an entrepreneurial perspective, whatever, always come when our freaking heart rate's at 160 and we're sweating all over the place. That's when magic happens. That's when you soften your heart up. That's when you decide to be a better version of yourself, or your husband or your wife or your kids. You come out of that workout invigorated and alive. And it is truly the second home. And at church is a wonderful, I'm going to start calling it that from now on.
Yeah. Yeah, I was posting something the other day, because we know how fitness lights us up and we would go crazy without it, right? And I was in my fiance's studio the other day, and I call it the cathedral of light, you know? And I always tell the people I coach, if you want to win your day, you got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then to dominate your day, you got to go light somebody else up. You got to take that energy that you created and go light somebody else up. And Joe, I know you understand that, and you saw that first and foremost at Trinity. And I just remember Yancey and I geeking out going, Joe just got his deck of Strong Mark, and we were fist bumping, and you were in the trenches with us. And it's always great when the leader's involved with that kind of thing. But Yancey, how about you share the one more story from Trinity, and that has to do with Matt.
Yeah, we're gonna piggyback this one, because this is a story that's very special. This story epitomizes so much of what we represent at DECA and what our mission is. And the range of DECA marks are anywhere from Nick Riker, Spartan Pro Team member, 1340, the current best time. Joe, you've gone 17 minutes, low 17. Anything under 20, you're a badass. Well, listen, the slowest mark ever earned, and it's the most beautiful mark that's ever been earned, was Matt at Trinity Fitness Fleming, a day or two before we met you at Southside. Everybody was going through, and everybody was in that typical average fitness gym member, 25 to 32 range, 25 to 35 is kind of the average fit person. And there was a ton of those marks. And the beautiful part about that day was there was everybody but about 10 put their name on this whiteboard. And 10 of them were like, no, I'm just here to watch. And they saw their friend or their husband or their wife, Susie and Bill and Jack and Jane, all started earning their DECA marks. About 7 or 8 of them went over there, snuck over there, and put their name on the whiteboards. Like, I think I can do this. And every freaking one of them did do it. But there was this guy named Matt. And Matt was the guy that Matt's never had a lot of fitness in his life. Matt's never really been involved in what we call the Spartan paradox, where he's always had something on the calendar, something to work towards. But Matt stepped up to the plate that day. He's like, I'm gonna try to do this. And Matt started slowly and methodically going through our rudimentary low barrier of entry DECA zones. And every now and then, every 2 or 3 zones, he would step off and he would adjust his glasses and get a drink of water and wipe the sweat off his brow and take a deep breath. And then a minute later, he would slowly walk back into the DECA arena. And about at rep 8 in DECA zone 10, which is 20 Spartan ram burpees, 44 pound for the men, 22 pound for the ladies. Jared goes over to the owner, and we have been watching Matt. He's like, you are about to have a magical moment in this gym. And it happens every so often in every brick and mortar gym across the family, the second home for all these millions of members. And it's happening right now. We've been watching it happen for the past 52, 53 minutes. And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, he has made his way down there slowly, methodically. He's got about 10 reps left. And I want you to get your members over there, and we're going to raise him up, because it's about to happen. And you started just feeling the energy in the room start to rise. And Matt had 3 or 4 reps left, and it's like an arena with 50,000 people. It's so freaking loud. We're peeling the paint off the walls. And Matt finishes that last rep, and the place erupts. And usually everybody, when they finish their 20th rep, they slam the ram down. Matt graciously sets his ram down. He stands up tall, sweat everywhere, and he adjusts his glasses, and he smiles and gives a fist bump. Jared and I are like 2 kids in the corner crying like a baby. There's tears in like 60 people's eyes. It was DECA in a nutshell. It was Spartan DECA in a nutshell. And Matt could have signed up for a million other races and competitions out there, and there's a good chance he wouldn't have finished them. But on the same day where many people ran sub 20, sub 17, sub 16s, Matt earned his 55, and it may live in infamy as the favorite mark that I have ever seen. So that's the Matt story at Trinity Fitness Fleming.
Did we get that on film with Alberto? I don't remember.
Jared and I, Alberto wasn't there. That was Fleming, which is the night before, but Jared and I have it on video, and it was a magical moment.
Nice.
Yeah, it truly was. So Joe, we have evolved immensely and reverse engineered in a lot of different ways. And the biggest thing for us right now is we're going to continue to host these gym events. And there are no big events being hosted. And the gyms, our affiliates, are hosting gyms all over the country now. We have one in Memphis next week. We're going to be in Denver on the 19th. Then we're going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee, Bloomington, Illinois. We're going to hit the Northeast. And so it's giving these gyms and operators an opportunity, you know, to increase their revenue, We're helping them with registration, their marketing. Again, trying to impact lives no matter what's in front of us, being relentless about this. And, you know, I want to get your thoughts on, you know, what do you see as the future for DECA and the impact that it can have as Spartan as a whole?
Well, like I said, I mean, there's millions and millions and millions of people that would never come out and do a Spartan, never come out and do a Tough Mudder, but they would do a DECA. That equipment looks like stuff they're familiar with. It's cleaner. You're not getting dirty. You're sweating, but you're not, you know, filthy in the woods, climbing, all those things that scare folks. So I think it has the opportunity. I mean, our mission at the end of the day is to change 100 million lives. I think DECA has the ability, you know, to change 70 million for us, and the remaining 30 will clean up with Spartan and Mudder and such. But I think that it's the olive branch, right? It's closer to the consumer that's on the couch, that or at least spends a little too much time on the couch, right?
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on the fact that official Spartan DECA races have happened at many gyms across the country?
I love it. You know, at the end of the day, the gym needs a way to pull people in, and DECA helps pull people in. A gym also needs a way to keep their members engaged, and DECA helps do that. But the other thing is, we all need to test our fitness. Like, you can't just go through the motions, right, on your elliptical every single day doing the same thing. Are you making any gains? Who knows? Right? I got a mark. I got a mark now at DECA. My daughter's got a mark. My son's got, like, now we know we got to up our game. We got to get better at this or that, or push a little harder, or at least maintain where we are today as we get older, right? Don't let it slip. So, yeah. And I love the fact that, talk about scale, Yancey and Jared, talk about scale, like, you know, 10,000 gyms around the world putting on little DECA events in those local communities. We could never do that ourselves. We just can't get everywhere at once. The gyms can do it.
Well, you know, Joe, the thing, when you left Nebraska the other day, we had a quick phone call, and you had just come off getting your new DECA Strong Mark with Catherine, and you said, hey, this is the new standard of fitness. You know, this is something to measure everybody's fitness level and to keep them motivated and inspired and you know, in the end, disciplined to keep improving upon themselves.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Look, you can't manage if you don't measure. So what we are is a measuring company, right? We measure where you are in your life. And almost everybody could push a little bit more, a little bit harder, get a little fitter. And that's, like you said, that's where the magic happens. So I'm pumped. I'm pumped, and I'm looking forward to my next mark. Maybe kind of.
I was on a podcast the other day, and I was asked, describe Joe DeSena, Yancey, in your best 30-second elevator pitch, and you tell me if you agree with how I described you, Joe. I said, you ever been on a mountain road? And there's always these speed limit signs that pop up. And some of those mountain roads don't have guardrails. You know, you got one that says 45 miles an hour. And some people take it at 45 miles an hour. And they go around the corner. And they follow all the rules. I said, every now and then, I've known Joe for a long time now. I met him on the side of his mountain in Pittsville, Vermont, about 40 hours into the Spartan Death Race. I said, every now, you know, sometimes guardrail or not, when it says 45, Joe takes the corner at 60. It's just, he disobeys the speed limit sign, and he'll take the corner at 60, guardrail or not. I'd never thought about it that way. I said, you know what? That's my favorite way to describe Joe. So I know from the bottom of my heart and Jared's, I want to graciously thank you for always saying yes, or almost always saying yes to our crazy ideas.
Yeah.
I love when you guys call. I know it's another crazy idea. And, I love being around people that get after it. This morning at 6 a.m., I was on the phone with our head of marketing. And later this morning, I was on the phone with a social media individual. And I said, hey, let's get that same head of marketing on the phone. He said, I can't. I said, why? He said he's on PTO with his family. I said, that's funny, because I was on the phone with him at 6 a.m. And so I just love when there's passionate people like you two, where, you know, weekends don't mean anything. PTO doesn't mean anything. The only thing that means anything is the mission. And when I got to Nebraska and I saw you guys there with a Hertz Penske truck, and you told me you drove 1,400 miles to get there, I was like, these are my kind of guys.
Well, thanks, Joe. Hey, I tell you this too, you know, ever since this pandemic hit, you have been leading by example, and you've done plenty of Facebook Live workouts. You've been leading the charge. You're not just talking about it. You're walking the talk every single day. And what that does for the rest of us, it makes us go harder too. You know, we get inspired by that, and it always starts at the top. So thank you for leading the charge and supporting us in so many ways. But hey, we are going to get 10,000 gyms and reach 100 million people. And I can't thank you enough for that continued support. We're proud to be part of the Spartan family.
Thank you, sir.
I got to hit you with a rapid fire question. Joe, what is your least favorite DECA zone? We ask everybody this.
You know what? Surprisingly, it's the med ball over the shoulder. What is that? Nine? Is that eight?
It's
or nine?
Eight. DECA zone eight.
Yeah.
Because you just had the hell beat out of you on that DECA zone seven. Unlucky DECA zone seven. The 25 cals in the air bike.
Yeah. 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 That is just, that for some reason that thing kills me.
Hey, Joe, I've got some pictures of you in DECA zone eight, so I'll send them to you today. So.
Please, I'm sure I don't look happy.
Hey, Joe, thanks again. And that's a wrap. Yancey, you got anything to add here?
Rock and roll. It's a good day to be alive, everybody. Live, love, laugh, and serve big with big, big focus on the serve.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by True Form Runner. Conquer your next race with a complete training solution from Spartan and True Form. The Spartan True Form Trainer will redefine your running, improve your form, and reduce injury. Save 10% with the code SPARTAN10 at trueformrunner.com/Spartan. That's trueformrunner.com/Spartan.